His name is James Brown. Really, it's a family name. He's curly-haired, skinny, and 6 feet tall. He drives a very yellow Ford Mustang. He shows me how his car pretty much holds a lot of what matters in his life, including...
Here's my rock climbing harness.
And two swords to practice fencing.
Advance. Extend. Advance lunge.
Brown tells me later why he enjoys fencing and his other hobby, rock climbing. They keep him grounded.
It helps me situate myself and my place in the universe and what I'm able to accomplish.
So on a Sunday when everyone's going to church, what are you usually doing?
Footwork classes at the fencing club.
And is it your church?
I would call it my community.
As a boy, Brown's community was his church. He grew up reading Bible stories with his dad. He used to pray before meals. He says religion...
I feel like it was a very big part of my life.
As a teen, he spent many summers at Bible camp.
We rode trail bikes, we rode horses, we played paintball.
He'd go to camp every year with the same group of friends. But the last year he was there, things changed. He was 17. That year, like years past, a live band played Christian rock music for the kids.
At the end of the set, the singer was saying to everybody, if you haven't accepted Jesus into your heart, do that with me now.
Brown closed his eyes.
And I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel anybody there that was talking to me. I didn't feel any presence there. And so that was the break for me. It wasn't a journey so much as it was a hard stop.
Brown's experience reflects a growing trend among millennials, especially among men. According to the Pew Research Center, 39% of young adults aren't certain God exists, or they simply don't believe. For Brown, it wasn't just a simple change of heart. It hit him square in the gut.
It was an acceptance of what's really out there or not out there and the way that the world works. And that was very, very lonely for me.
Brown says this just happened. It wasn't a conscious choice, and even if it had been, it wouldn't have been an easy one.
I struggled for many years to reconcile the fact that I was going to die someday and there would be nothing after. And I still haven't resolved that. You just make every day count and you do the best that you can.
He says doing his best means figuring out his own beliefs without religion as a guide. But he says that this is a good thing. It's forced him to come up with decisions on all sorts of things, including controversial ones like abortion. But he welcomes that.
To be not religious and to deal with life on your own terms enables you to be a leader in your own life.
He actually thinks if more people shared his view on God and religion, it could be a good thing.
If the nation as a whole becomes less religious, I feel like we'll be able to debate ideological issues without such vitriol and maybe make headway and progress and evolve.
Brown has evolved himself. It's been 10 years since he quit God. He no longer calls himself an atheist. He's an agnostic. And when I ask him about his future and having kids himself, he tells me something surprising.
I won't tell you that I would not raise them with some type of religion because I might. It was a great experience for me when I was younger.
He says he wants his children to know about religion and be exposed to many different kinds. He just doesn't want to force it on them. I'm Florangela Davila reporting.
Distance.